Vine City almost lost a historic building. What had been one of the first African-American elementary schools in Atlanta was slated for destruction. But a piece of the structure was actually saved to become part of a new YMCA center. This is just one fight in a perennial Atlanta battle over historic preservation. A recent study by the National Trust for Historic Preservation says we have a tear-down culture in Atlanta, worse than just about any other major American city. So let's talk about this. With me now is Sheffield Hale. He is the president of the Atlanta History Center, and M. Tamanika Youngblood. She's president of Sweet Auburn Works. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
I've got to pick up on that line there, a tear down culture in Atlanta. I read it with some emphasis on purpose. So, M. Tamanika, do you agree with that assessment?
Unfortunately, I do.
You do?
I do agree with that assessment. I think that, you know, Atlanta historically has been trying to present itself as this new shiny southern city on the hill. And in the process of being that, I think it has intentionally in some ways sought to rid itself of its history, some of which is not pleasant, I'll grant you that. But I do think that it has to do with this notion that we are new, we are different, and we are not wedded to or into the past.
Ridding itself of its history. At what price do you think?
Oh, I think it's a serious price because history defines who you are. And I think that we lose the opportunity to lift up that history in and we're talking about historic fabric here because we're talking about preservation. So we're not just talking about the story of what happened, but the places that those things happened. And in the process of not addressing that, which is less pleasant, I will be the first to admit, we've thrown the baby out with the bathwater. And so we've also rid ourselves of the things that indicate how we've been able to overcome some of that negative history and come out on the other side. But it's unfortunate because there are other aspects of historic fabric beyond just the story they tell. It's also the feelings they engender in people, an old building, an historic church, a place where your grandparents, you know, worked to make a beautiful building that, you know, unfortunately you can't look to anymore because it's been demolished. And so it's sort of ripping up the fabric of our human experiences, and that's just unfortunate.
And Sheffield, what's your thought on that language, the idea of Atlanta being part of a teardown culture?
I think that's true, and I think it's for a lot of reasons. I think a lot of it's economic, and it's we're a developer city oriented city, and people.
What does that mean to be a developer oriented city?
If you're a developer, you're looking at an address or a piece of property, and you're not looking at what's on it. You're looking at where it is. And it's a lot easier in many cases to just tear it down and start over, and you have a new vision for it than to think about what it can become, as opposed to, you know, the default, which should be, what do we have? How can we make it better? And so that's been sort of, that's been the culture that we've lived with for, you know, decades.
That was my next question. How long has this been a problem? I mean, how far in charting the rise of this development culture in the city?
Well, I think it goes all the way back to the founding. The founding of the city. And Atlanta has been a rapidly growing city. And unlike some cities, say Charleston, Savannah, we haven't had the luxury of being economically dormant. And so one of the things what's happened is that we've actually been a vibrant city for most of our life. And so there was not a way to warehouse buildings or and for people to stand back and say, wow, you know, this is something special. It was more in the moment.
Right.
And so you've got a Savannah or a Charleston or some of the other cities where economics, were less robust. Things were able to be warehoused till people figure out what they had.
Right.
And so it's all of those things.
You know, it seems to me that there is this kind of inherent and unavoidable kind of push-pull when it comes to preservation and development. We talked about that issue with historian Karshik Sims Alvarado, and here's what she had to say.
Atlanta has a history of reinventing itself, and I think that's the thing that makes it unique. That spirit is also reflected in its architecture as well, too. While that is a positive, Atlanta and many other cities don't see the economic and cultural value and benefit of actually promoting preservation within the city.
And Sheffield, I guess to your point, but in Tamanika, how do you get a city that seems to really be interested in what's next to appreciate its history and really its place in the world?
That's a really tough question. I wish I knew the answer to it. I might have started working on it a while back. I think that it's a matter of awareness and education. But I want to, if I could just
sure,
get back to something
sure.
that Sheffield said. You know, I think that, yes, it's about economics, but, you know, I mean, there are developers in New York City and in Chicago and in Washington, D.C. and cities all across the country who have figured out that at some point it's really important to integrate the new into the old. And I think we are the poster child for not preserving because we just haven't done that, you know, economics aside. And I really do think it's about the new and reinvention and all that. But I think to address how we can get out of this, I mean, part of what we need to do, and it takes leadership. I think leadership really matters in almost anything you do, to really help Atlantans and to kind of guide the development community to understand, you know, what's possible and to appreciate where we came from. I mean, historically, you know, who you are is what creates who you are. Mm-hmm. And so the notion that we are special really is in many ways wedded to who we were and what we did and how we've ended up where we are. So it's about a sense of place. And so it's great to have a downtown or a place with a lot of new buildings and everything looks fine, but what's different or special? What story do you tell about
your narrative
yourself?
As a city? Yeah, yeah.
What is your narrative as a city? That's very
so well give put. Me a couple of examples, M. Tamanika first and then Sheffield, of sometimes you don't know what you've lost. You don't know what you don't know. So give me a sense of a couple of developments or a couple of buildings that you feel should still be here because they represent that rich tapestry of history here in Atlanta.
God, where do we begin? Okay, I mean, I'll go way back. I mean, Atlanta had two train stations, not just one, two. Gorgeous, you know, I mean, when folks built train stations in the day, they built them as iconic, beautiful
ornate
structures,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
We tore both of ours down. And when you think about Union Station in D.C. and, you know, Penn Station, I mean, you think about the stations that other cities have recognized as of value, not just because they're beautiful, but because of when you think about what they represented to the city in terms of its commerce and the importance of it being a nexus for mobility for people. I mean, there are lots of aspects and ways to look at it. So so we had two, mm-hmm. not just one, two, and we tore them both down. And then, you know, I think about I'm working really hard in Sweet Auburn to
That's
preserve
right. Right.
what's left of that historic fabric. We've lost a lot of it, and such that we are teetering between even remaining an historic landmark district.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, that happened when an entire block was torn down some years ago, and you know, it's irreplaceable, and what comes back, you know, tells no story. You know, it's not revelatory. It doesn't reveal who we are and what we did and what we overcame and what we continue to need to do. And so there's that. And then I'll close my remarks with saying think about the fact that we had to have a campaign to save the fox. You know, I mean, think about how hard people had to work.
That's
to
kind of shocking
save,
to me. Yeah.
It, I mean, yeah, to save the fox. So, you know, there. I mean, and I'll let Sheffield talk because I'm sure there are lots of buildings.
Yeah. Sheffield.
There's so many that are gone, and M. Tamanika picked up on the key ones, and the fox was a real turning point in the city in many ways. But let me pivot a little bit to what we've saved, okay, and how that is, you know, reflective of what's gone. So I remember people saying, well, we need to tear down the Biltmore Hotel. It's an eyesore. We need to tear down the Fulton Bag and Cotton Mill. It's an eyesore. Ponce City Market. It's a white elephant.
That's right.
What are we going to do with it? Look what's happened now because of some visionary people. And they've also figured out that's what people want. If you look at the rents that they're able to extract now in Ponce City Market for retail, that tells you something. Then if you look at all of the warehouses around town that have been converted into lofts, and we're at such a point that we're running out of product because we've torn down so much,
right,
we're having to create faux lofts because people want them so badly.
Yeah.
So that's...
That's the good
Think
news.
Of it that way. And the other piece on preservation is it's not just the historic piece. It's the urban development and what people want in terms of walkable cities.
Yes.
And the type of construction that is oriented to people.
And Sheffield, thank you. Sheffield Hale is the president of the Atlanta History Center. And M. Tamanika Youngblood is the president of Sweet Auburn Works. Thank you both. We'll be talking about this for days, weeks, and years to come. Thank you both.